We are ready to go here for our Class 2A 126-pound championship match. It's Carson Doolittle of Webster City taking on Chase Hedeman of Union Community. It's Hedeman making his way out to the mat. Doolittle already on. He's sporting the green ankle band here. Hedeman will sport the red ankle band. The other 126-pound finalist in 3A. It's Kopax Christian Sinewanke Northwest taking on Bettendorf's Timothy Kester. In Class 1A, it's West Sioux Haywarden's Jesse Lewis and Cascade Western Dubuque's Brock Morris. But we are focusing here on Carson Doolittle, three-time semifinalist, his first time ever on the biggest stage. Chase Hedeman, he's a defending state champion at 113 pounds for Union LaPorte City, bumping up to 126 in his senior campaign. He'll be off to wrestle at UNI next fall. And it's a grudge match between two of the top wrestlers, perhaps pound for pound, in the entirety of Class 2A. Carson Doolittle on the floor, sporting that white Webster City singlet with the Webster City Lynx logo on the back, top of the singlet, and the NCC logo on his right shoulder, as Jace Hedeman sporting the red top, gray bottom singlet, and the red U. That's very synonymous with the Union Community, their red U logo here on the front of his jersey. So referee is saying we're ready to go here at 126. Doolittle and Hedeman shake hands. We're off and running here at 126. Doolittle went for a collar tie right away. Hedeman backed out of it. Hedeman stays low. Doolittle and Hedeman here. Doolittle working on a collar tie. Hedeman separates. Hedeman staying active with the hands, as is Doolittle. Doolittle here moving his feet. Wrestler circling around, run another, closing in towards the top of the inner circle. Now they'll move back left. Hedeman tried for an ankle pick. Doolittle trying to catch it, fended it off. Nice counter there by Doolittle. Wrestlers remain upright here, 30 seconds into the match. Doolittle goes for the collar tie here on Hedeman. Hedeman's got a pseudo collar tie, not quite a full collar tie there on Doolittle as the two separate. Now the two will come back together here. On a hand fighting here. Hedeman tries to shoot in on Doolittle. Doolittle backs out. Let's see Carson maybe trying to shoot in here on Hedeman. Hedeman and Doolittle here. Doolittle working the collar ties. Wrestlers end up out of bounds. They'll reset neutral. 53 seconds left in the opening period. Doolittle and Hedeman here. Doolittle, or Hedeman tries to snap the head low. Doolittle does the same there. Working here towards the left side of the mat. Wrestlers remain upright here, down to 35 seconds in the opening period. Doolittle and Hedeman. Doolittle tried for an ankle pin. Hedeman used his hands to deflect that shot. Wrestlers will go back here into the middle. Drake Doolittle, Carson Hartnett sitting in the corner here for Carson Doolittle here in this championship match. Doolittle staying low to the ground here, trying to keep his center of gravity low on Hedeman. Tried to snap Hedeman down low. We're trying to rotate around for an ankle pick. Hedeman read it quickly. Short time here in the first period. No score. Hedeman shoots in here on Doolittle. Doolittle caught it nicely. Down to 3 seconds, down to two. And it will be no score as we go to the second period. And the flip will go the way here of Jace Hedeman. Hedeman, will he defer? He's going to go down to start. Hedeman will go down. Doolittle will come over the top to ride. We have our 132-pound semifinal coming up next. Kate Bloom of Roland Story taking on Kate Dietzenbach of Burlington Notre Dame. Here off the restart in the second period. Hedeman trying to get his bearings about him. He gets up on his feet. Doolittle's going to have to let him go here, perhaps. Maybe. No, Doolittle gets him back to the mat for a moment. Doolittle trying to settle in here on Hedeman. Doolittle working on the hands here of Hedeman. Hedeman back up. Right, Doolittle lets him go. Skate for Jace Hedeman. 1-0. Jace Hedeman in front here. Carson Doolittle. Doolittle tried to go low here, took a step in, but Hedeman was prepared for it. Wrestlers here go forehand to forehand once again. As Hedeman tried to go for an ankle pick, Doolittle tried to counter, but Hedeman a little too quick there. Forehand to forehand here, Doolittle and Hedeman. Hedeman got his head snapped down a little bit quicker than I think he anticipated. Doolittle wanted to act on it, but didn't have enough time. Minute to go here in the second period. Doolittle again here, trying to go heavy with the hands on the back of the head and that collar tie. Wrestlers separate here on the left side. Doolittle tried for a shot in, couldn't get there. Doolittle trying to go on the offensive here with 40 seconds to go in the second period. Doolittle again going for the collar tie with that right hand. Doolittle trying to work around for an ankle pink, but Hedeman sensed it and rotated the hips very nicely. Forehand to forehand here. Doolittle trying to grab a hold of the wrist there of Hedeman. Hedeman went to the deck quick. Hedeman's getting a little sloppy with his back away. He needs to be careful or else he's going to get caught. Doolittle and Hedeman drive each other out of bounds. They'll reset neutral here with 13 seconds in the second period. Doolittle ready to go. Hedeman walks back to the center. He's ready to reset. Down to 10 seconds. Doolittle trying to go back for that collar tie with the left hand here on Hedeman. Hedeman goes low. Down to 3 seconds. Down to two. Down to one. And we'll go to the third period with Jace Hedeman up 1-0. Doolittle will go down. Doolittle will go underneath. Hedeman will come over the top here off the reset for the third period. As Doolittle back on his feet, return to the mat, trying to slide the hips out from underneath. Hedeman not allowing him to do it. And Doolittle here back on his feet. Hedeman trying to toss him out of bounds, and they do end up out of bounds. Hedeman taking his time to get back to the center of the mat here as Doolittle's already in his crouched position here in down. And caution called here on Hedeman trying to come over the top. They're off the restart. Doolittle back on his feet. Hedeman trying to take his left leg out from under him. Doolittle, can he get the escape? Doolittle almost tossed Hedeman in front of him. Hedeman's got a hold of that right leg here. And Carson and Hedeman end up out of bounds. Minute 25 to go. Don't want to mess around too much if you're Doolittle. Off the restart. Doolittle back on his feet again. Hedeman trying to return him to the mat. And Hedeman trying to transition here into a single leg. He'll settle back in on top. Doolittle back on his feet again. Doolittle close to breaking the lock. Doolittle here with that right arm. If he can get that right leg free, he'll have the escape. Doolittle trying to pry it free. Oh, and they're going to get it potentially dangerous. 58 seconds. Doolittle will have to go back down underneath. And that's a second caution on Hedeman. One more, and that's a point. Hedeman's got to be careful with that. Off the restart. Doolittle on his feet. Doolittle tried to roll through. Hedeman stays on top. Doolittle trying to prop himself up. Doolittle's back on his feet. Doolittle on his feet, trying for the escape here on Bonsack. Bonsack tosses him out of bounds. Carson Hartnett, not Webster State bench, telling Carson, Doolittle, let's go. We got to get the escape. Hedeman will come set over the top. Doolittle on his feet, trying to break the lock here. Doolittle brought back to the mat, under 30 seconds. Hedeman trying to settle in on top. Short time. Carson's got to get up here. Doolittle down to 10 seconds. Carson, can he get up? And Doolittle tries to roll through with 5 seconds. with four. And Doolittle, did he get the escape? They gave him the escape! We're going to overtime! Carson Doolittle got the escape! We're going to overtime! Holy cow! Anyone's match here as time expired. Doolittle and Henneman. Doolittle shoots in here. And Henneman trying to drive in here on Doolittle. No control award to Doolittle. He motion. Now he gets back here even with Henneman. Doolittle trying to rotate. Doolittle. Doolittle looking for the two. Doolittle's got it. Carson Doolittle. It's all in the family for the Doolittles. Carson Doolittle is your Class 2A 126 state champion, upsetting Jace Henneman of Union LaPorte City. Oh, baby! How about Carson Doolittle? He gets his hand raised in the air, and he'll run over to embrace big brother and Webster City head coach Drake Doolittle. How about that, man? That was fantastic. Carson Doolittle, a state champion at 126. We'll step aside. We have our 132 semifinal coming up next here on 95.7 FM.